have Leslie Tangleson from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
Welcome to Boise, everybody. Love it here. All right, I'm going to try to be quick. So I'm here today to talk about using the One Health platform to improve antimicrobial stewardship awareness across disciplines. The Idaho One Health Consortium was founded in 2015, and we convene quarterly in person, and we have opportunities for video conferencing statewide. It's classic One Health opportunities for subject matter experts in human, veterinary, wildlife, environmental health perspectives germane to a single overarching meeting topic to come together. And we strive to increase subject-specific awareness and identify partnerships and create products as a result of our meetings. As most of you are probably aware, antimicrobial resistance is a very prominent One Health issue. Antimicrobial resistance development can happen in a variety of ways, including pressure from injudicious use in human and animal medical practice and animal agriculture. These are significant contributors with practices poorly understood across our disciplines, so that was part of why it's a good topic. And of course, spread is also occurs by a variety of ways, including breaches in infection prevention in human and veterinary hospital settings, consumption of contaminated foods, waters, and environmental exposures. So there really was a call to action in 2015 with the President's National Action Plan for Combating Antimicrobial Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, or CARB. It outlined the global health threat associated with antimicrobial resistance and presented five overarching goals shown here, including slowing emergence and spread and strengthening surveillance. So we used our One Health Consortium platform as a way to approach some of the CARB goals. So our first meeting really was an opportunity for those of us in very different disciplines to have a stewardship 101 and build the foundation across our disciplines. There was a lot of aha moments. Human health folks got in the room and talked about the healthcare-associated infections, program activities, CDC CARB efforts, Idaho outreach efforts to hospitals and primary care providers. And then the animal health folks came in the room, and we talked about the USDA antimicrobial resistance action plans, FDA changes to medically important antimicrobials with the OTC, changes in the Veterinary Feed Directive, and efforts by the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. And environmental health folks also chimed in with some information on antibiotics residues in soils and water and surveillance efforts. So there were a lot of areas where we're all like, wow, we don't know that. So then we decided, since it was December of 2016, our second meeting specifically dedicated to this topic would focus on the FDA changes that were coming online January 1st, 2017, changes to the use of medically important to humans over-the-counter antibiotics, which were going to be then requiring prescriptions and veterinary feed directives. So first we discussed, we had a very robust discussion with Ag Public Health. FDA came online from the East Coast, our boards of pharmacy and veterinary medicine, pharmaceutical reps, anyone I could think of to pull together, since I'm the chair of this group, to talk about significant stewardship efforts affecting not only animal agriculture, but ultimately the safety of the human food supply, which was the point of the FDA change. So the outcome was that sort of unique partnerships formed through our One Health Consortium group, and we created, we tasked the partners with developing a strategy to promote antimicrobial stewardship in the sectors of Idaho that were implicated by the FDA changes. So these collaborations were forged and culminated in the development of two resources. One, a jointly produced newsletter for veterinarians that it's always a challenge when you cross agency lines and get everybody's approval and, you know, review and blessing. So it is under final interagency review. And then resource web pages that folks could go to, beekeepers, sort of non-traditional partners that were suddenly impacted by the FEET directive. So in conclusion, really sharing information through the One Health Consortium route illuminated the approaches and challenges associated with antimicrobial stewardship faced by various disciplines. New partnerships were forged to expand information sharing about this serious One Health topic. But it's always important to realize there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of gaps in knowledge at the local, state, and federal and global level to conduct robust surveillance. That's a big challenge, and develop metrics to determine if stewardship actions actually are successful in reducing antimicrobial resistance and possessing a broader knowledge of existing and developing programs is important. So I would encourage anyone who has a One Health program in their state to consider using that as an opportunity to discuss CARB activities. Thank you.